Hello there, legends. Welcome to another episode of FPL Face Off, the podcast where the more established player, the FPL connoisseur, if you like, takes on the casual player to see who will come out on top. And I am Fitz, and I'm joined as ever by Jim. Jim, how you doing?
Hey Fitz, yeah, I'm good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Good. I am here. I'm here. I wouldn't say it was good because I played my wild card a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, by the way, that we weren't here last week. That was my fault. But yeah, back in the game. Unfortunately, not back in the greens. So yeah, not loving life in that respect. But we will come on to it, I'm sure. How about you? How was your game week?
Yeah, not too bad. I finally had a good game week. In fact, I'll say not too bad. I'm really stoked. I got a green arrow this week for the first time. I think after about five or six consecutive reds.
Nice.
So I was struggling. I got 71 points this week. So I'm
Lovely
pretty happy
stuff.
with that. But yeah,
Where
so
does
I,
that
yeah.
put you overall, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I had a look earlier. I'm about 83K. So, I'd gone up to about, I think I'd gone from, like say, before the Red Arrow stint, I was down and I was breaching 25K. So
Wow.
I was like, wow, I'm top of the world. And then after the Red Arrow stint, my worst, I got up back up to about 150K, and I'm now back down to 83K. So, not the end of the world. I mean, I don't want to. I really don't want to moan because,
No.
all of that, even top 150K is great. So I'm stoked. But I am stoked to be back in the top 100K, to be honest.
Good. Good. Well, so I've just had a look. Don't know why I've done this, Jim, but I've done it. I've had a look at the overall. So to put things into perspective, I find myself on 1,839 points, which isn't anywhere near where I would like to be. Have hazard a guess at the total number of points that number one in the world has.
Oh goodness me. So it's got to be over 2,000 now, is it? Well over 2,100.
2,172 points. So
Oh.
I'm a clear 500 off winning,
Oh, you're not
which
gonna win.
I
I'm
think.
not gonna win either.
I think it might be an insurmountable lead that this person has got from me. And their team
Wow.
name, One Size Fits All. Big fan of that.
Oh, lovely stuff.
I hope they go on to win it. Yes. Oh, good. Well, I'm very genuinely, I'm very pleased that you had a good week. It's yeah, I had a good one the week before, or good-ish. But again, I've suffered so much this season. I realized I didn't know this, so this is a little public service announcement. On the app, you've got your points and then your team name above. Now, if you click on your team name and then you go game week history, I think it is. Yeah, you can see how your season's going, which is great. There's a row, a column, that's it, a column PB, which is points benched. And just want to talk you through just a couple of my weeks, if I may, because I found this and found this quite interesting. Game week 10, benched 19 points. Game week 11, benched 17. Game week 12, 10, then 12. Then had a couple of good weeks, actually, didn't bench any points. Then game week 19, 11, 22, 12, and then this is where things really start to look good. I benched 21 points in game week 27, 27 points in game week 28. What
Oh,
an,
wow.
yeah, I mean, I'm pleased that I saw that, but I'm also really, really not pleased that I
It's
saw that.
it's good to learn from these things, to give you a better picture of the type of FPL player you are. But yeah, that's pretty crushing, isn't it? Oh, I'm not
It
going to look at
is.
mine.
No, I must confess, I almost wish I hadn't, so I don't blame you
Yeah.
at all.
I've definitely noticed. You do obviously, as you do, you notice when you leave points on the bench, and
Yeah.
you hope. And there's going to be weeks where you do, and you're like, oh, I forgot to. But I think I've had a very small handful of those this season. I think I've been pretty lucky, but there have definitely been a few where, you know, you leave them on there and you're just like, oh, the squad selection was good. Like the overall, the 15, the squad of 15 selection was good, but the 11, you know, was bad. And you just got to, you've got to forgive yourself and move on. There you go.
You
that's,
do.
That's all I can say, really.
Very wise words. And speaking of things that you have to forgive yourself and move on, I'd like to share with you my transfer of this week. So I played my wild card a couple of weeks ago and I thought I was kind of happy with it. And, you know, it's hasn't gone spectacularly. I played it in game week 30, got 73 points. The average was 47. Then I got 58 and the average 46, and that was with a captain blank. And this week, because Saka totally missed out, I thought, right, I know what I'll do. I'll put in man of the moment, Phil Foden, for Saka. And I obviously did not do very well. And like an idiot, I did it too early. Foden was about to go up. I've got Haaland, Salah, Son, and had Saka in my team. So, you know, the team value was important. But yeah, what an idiot, mate. Ugh.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, I didn't do that, obviously. But
you're not alone. I mean, you are in this conversation. Totally alone. But
I will overall, say, I heard from other FPL content over the last couple of days that over 500,000 managers offloaded Saka. He was the most transferred out player this week, yeah. Which that's insane to me.
Yeah.
And now I know that there's injuries and whatnot, and I don't want to give you a hard time because clearly you're ruining that decision given the Foden situation as well, which we can talk about in a sec. But like Saka, unless you know, how many times has he been flagged this season? But he starts, I'd say that there's been, I reckon there's been at least three times that that's happened. I think I've always played him, run the risk, you know, and then you just think, well, you know, he'll either start or he won't, and they'll, you know, Arteta will just save him if he is actually injured, so he won't come on for a small amount of time. And he's just started all of those times that I can remember. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there you go. A lesson learned. Foden,
absolutely.
I got wind. I was fortunate enough to be mucking around on YouTube the morning of the deadline and went on to FPL Raptor, hi Ross, his stream, and he was just getting news from another reputable FPL site that Foden was not going to play. He was going to be benched. So I put him on my bench this week, which, you know, helped me out, really. So, yeah, there you go. Them's the breaks, man.
Them is the breaks indeed. Yeah, it's been a frustrating season for me. And I know it's not kind of time to reflect, but I'm trying to work out kind of what I've done differently this year to last year, because last year I was kind of in your position at this time. And obviously things are a lot more positive when you've got a rank that is under your top 1%. You are top 1%, which is brilliant.
But, that's nice to hear. Thanks,
it
mate.
Is. No, you're more than welcome. And I think it's weird because although there's a lot of luck involved in this game, there is a lot of skill as well in terms of like making the decision to go ahead of deadline and not wait. Like most weeks this season, I've waited and I've been patient, and that's actually meant that I've lost team value earlier in the season. Like I didn't take a punt and that kind of hindered me. Whereas this week, being patient being impatient has kind of screwed me over. So it's a funny old game.
It's really tough, that. I find it difficult. There have been, I'm going to throw a confession in now. There have been at least two pods where I've said to you, oh, I think what I'll do next game week is this, and I've already done it. Now, I should be honest and say, oh, do you know what? I've already made the transfer. but I haven't, and it's actually come off most of the time. But
yeah, yeah.
I think
it's
there
something
is
about like vocalizing that tempting of fate, perhaps.
Yeah, it's totally, and also though, like you say, there is a huge element of luck involved. So you know, I actually have tried to hold, you know, stay my hand from making the transfer if there's a midweek fixture, European fixture or cup fixture that's going on, because obviously we know what can happen.
We
well,
do.
Anything can happen, especially injury wise. So, but otherwise, I have made some, yeah, some early subs, and it's saved. Yeah, it does save you the odd piece of cash. The other thing is, this season compared to last season, do you think there's a Haaland factor for you or no?
It's funny you should say that, because I absolutely do. So I've got a lot of, like, my team, if I read it out very quickly, Neto, Onana, White, Udogi, Gusto, Lascelles, brought in Lascelles and he went off for the season, Connor Bradley. So quite a kind of cheap budget defence. Garnacho, Salah, Palmer, Foden, Son, Isak, Haaland and Muniz. So to answer your question about Haaland, like, I've got a lot of big hitters in my team, which is good if your big hitters are firing. But when Haaland has, in his last, so Arsenal, when I brought him in, 2 points, nothing against Villa and 8 points against Palace. So, you know, 10 points in three games is all right. But for 14 million, when I could have a better defence or, you know, an additional kind of, it's just frustrating, you know.
It's not enough. It's not enough returns from him. I've got to be, I solo podded last week and I did say, look, if you're a Haaland owner, keep hold of him because he will return for you. And I think he still will. And he did, you know. But he is returning points. But at that price point, I have to question if it's worth it. And that this is why, actually, I don't own him. If Mohamed Salah didn't exist in, you know, the Premier League universe, I would probably own Haaland for sure. Yeah. But he does. And I've found that just spreading the cash elsewhere without
especially,
him has been great.
Sorry to interrupt, but especially when you've got someone like Ollie Watkins. Like, if I just kept patience with Ollie Watkins, then obviously you're looking at a haul this week. He's been consistent. Ollie Watkins has been very consistent all season, and you could argue that for 8 million, I don't know what he is now, you know, that is money better well spent. Having a very, very, I'm not going to take out Haaland before Luton at home, I don't think, because I think that is madness, even though he probably won't play, because if you're going to rest him, that's the game you rest him. 8.8 Ollie Watkins is now. Oosh.
Oh, goodness me. So, well, 2 points here. One, I did the same. Ollie Watkins out. I thought he was going to have quite a long-term injury.
Yeah.
Turns out he hasn't, and he's still great. The other thing is taking Haaland out now, again, I still, you know, I say, oh, yeah, he's not worth it, blah, 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 giving it the big one. But, United City's running is phenomenal. It really, really is compared to everyone else. Like, of the top three, you know, they've got the best looking one.
So
they have got European ties, but
Luton, Brighton, Forest, Wolves, Fulham, West Ham. When every point is crucial, you would expect, you'd expect wins in all of those games, and you would expect wins by healthy margins. So. Yeah.
Which it equates to, if Haaland's playing, two attacking returns per game potentially.
Yeah, that's what you'd
on average.
For.
I mean, if he's firing, if he's kicking, you know. So So I question his, you know, his returns to value ratio as it stands. But honestly, I maintain my point. If I had him, I would keep him.
Yes,
I don't. I don't, so I won't. And now it's kind of too late. So
It
for
is.
me.
Well, so let's that brings us nicely on to, I suppose, plans moving forward. So I'm likely to be free hitting in 34. I've had a little play round with the team, very quickly, if I may. I'll share with you my thoughts. This is 15 doublers. Neto in goal, Villa and Wolves. Saliba, Anderson, Virgil van Dijk. Saka, Captain Salah, Fulham and Everton. Got to be done, surely. Havertz, Eze, Mateta, Darwin and Solanke. So I'm pretty happy with them. They're all doubles. I think that could be quite good. But I've got two free transfers because, of course, we now know that there's going to be a double game week in 35 for Tottenham and Chelsea. So part of me is thinking, right, well, do I want triple Tottenham and triple Chelsea for 35? Because if I do, then I need to make transfers this week in preparation for that. What do you think?
If you're going to do that, who triple Tottenham, fine, take your pick. Who are the three Chelsea players you would get? I mean, okay, Cole Palmer, one.
Yeah, I mean, I've got
So,
Palmer and I've got Gusto.
right, so Gusto, and I think he's a decent hot. He's whole. Like, he didn't play, did he, at the weekend?
He didn't play at the weekend, no.
Wasn't even in the squad. I think that was illness, was it?
It was
But
illness, yeah.
he's hold. So who is your third Chelsea player, given their last two results?
I think that, to be honest, I honestly don't know. Maybe like Conor Gallagher, maybe, but do I want to take out Garnacho, Salah, Foden, or Son for Palmer?
Midfield is
No.
prime real estate, isn't it? So
I also don't
that's
want Nicholas
difficult.
Jackson, so I might actually go into it with just two Chelsea because,
Because then the other idea then is to go in with double defence, and I mean that's not a good idea, is it, on any day of the week with
it's
Chelsea?
suicide. Again, like Villa will potentially score. Chelsea concede. That's a really good point. So let's have a. So they drew 2-1 with Sheffield United. They beat Man United, fuck's sake, 4-3. They beat Burnley 2. Sorry, they drew with Burnley 2-2. They beat Newcastle 3-2, 2-2, 1-1. They haven't kept a clean sheet since 21, and that was Fulham, and they won 1-0. And 17, they kept a clean sheet against Sheffield United. Otherwise, they are conceding between one and four goals a game on average. So double Chelsea defence is just suicide, right?
That's a no-no. Or unless maybe what Petrovic for save points,
But even like
risky.
Robert, knowing my luck, and I don't mean to be like, woe is me, the world is against me, but knowing my luck, I'd bring in Petrovic for the double and Robert Sanchez would come back in.
Yeah, well,
I
again,
just know he would.
there is that risk, isn't there? Isn't he sort of close, I'm guessing? I
I
don't
believe
know.
so. Yeah, I believe so. But yeah.
Okay, so tricky. What about Spurs?
Well, I've got Udogie and I've got Son. Again, it's difficult because I don't particularly want to get rid of any midfielders. I do have money in the bank, so I could potentially do Lascelles to could potentially do Lascelles to Porro. But again, Porro's just got 11 points, as you know.
Yeah, man.
And so it's almost guaranteed that, like Foden, bring them in just after their points. So you would expect Arsenal to score against them. Chelsea might well as well. So it's kind of putting in players for the sake of it. But then the other flip side of that is I've got Lascelles in my team burning a hole. They blank in 34, which is fine because I don't need them in 34 because I'm going to free hit. But their running isn't great, Tottenham. I'm bringing in
No.
double Spurs defence to for the rest of the season for Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, and then Burnley and Sheffield United, who, I could finish the season with a couple of clean sheets, but I don't think I'll get
Yeah,
any before then.
exactly. And also Spurs blank in 34, don't they?
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'm
blank in
forgetting that.
34, and then they've got double the next week. So that cancels out, basically. So, you know, it's worth having some Spurs assets for sure, but I think you only want the ones which are premium. So, like you say, you've got your doggy. I mean, he's pretty good, hit and miss, perhaps. And you've got Son. So I suppose the only other player, well, Brennan Johnson looks good at the moment, but again, a bit
It's a
of a
midfield
risk.
spot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a midfield spot, and the other one is someone like James Maddison. He's another midfield spot. No
He
real
hasn't
word
really.
from Richarlison.
No.
So yeah,
Maddison's not
so
really looked the same since he got back from his injury, I don't think.
no,
You know,
agreed.
I'm not a physio, obviously, but it's it
No,
feels
sure.
like you'd be shocked to learn. So yeah, so I think that that's an interesting kind of conundrum.
Yes, it really is, yeah.
Yeah, the good news, as I say, for my kind of selfish purposes, my team, the good news is that I've got two free transfers now, and then I'm going to be free hitting in, pardon me, 34. So, you know, I do have the opportunity. The thing I've just realised is that when you free hit, the next week you only have one transfer. So whatever I do, I might as well. If I've got two fires to put out, I might as well put out two fires this week because, yeah, otherwise I'm just burning a transfer for no reason.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're going to do that, then make your transfers and plan for the future, essentially, I suppose, is what you're looking at there. Yeah. Just briefly going back to Spurs. Yeah, their run-in is not amazing until the last two games of the season. So
No.
I'm sort of yeah, so I'm just going to throw in my situation as well now, because
Please, please. Sorry, it's
I've
been
got
the fit show so far.
Well, I currently have triple Spurs. I have
Oof.
Porro, Udogie, and Maddison. Now, I am not going to play my free hit in 34. I'm going to play it in 37.
Nice.
I'm gearing my team towards a 34. So I'm basically, if I think if I take a hit, I can get 10 double game weekers out there on the pitch. If I'm feeling crazy, I'll take a minus eight, and that will give me a full squad. But you know, there are no certainties, so
There are
chances are
none.
I won't do that. Like I say, I have three Spurs at the moment, and they will double in 35. So I've got Pedro Porro, Maddison, and Udogie. I'd quite like to hang on to Porro and Maddison. So essentially, I can gear the rest of my squad towards 34. And I suppose I might ditch Udogie, because having a double Spurs defense, as you've warned me against, it hasn't been great, actually. And I'm glad I fielded Porro this week, because he hauled for me, which was great. But yeah, and then after, so the other thing is I'll be getting in players for 34. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take you through my squad very quickly
Please do.
as it stands. So I've got Pickford, I've got Ben White, I've got Gabriel, so double Arsenal in defence, Pedro
Lovely.
Porro, I've got Udogie and Doherty for Luton, who also defenders. My midfield, Saka, Salah, Palmer, Maddison, and Foden. And up top, I've got Solanke, Darwin, and Tony. Dubravka is my other keeper. So,
Points everywhere, mate.
yeah, plenty of points to go around. And like I say, if I do my transfers correctly, I think if I make three more transfers, one of which will be a minus four, I'll have a half decent double game week team for 34. But what I'd like to do is get in players, I suppose, who potentially I'd like to keep. I don't want to waste the transfer. So I'm quite happy to perhaps get in Eight Nouri from Wolves.
I've looked at him, yeah.
For the double, and because he's great value and he's a decent defender, so you know he could come in for Doherty. I've got some money in the bank due to not owning Haaland. So the other one is maybe perhaps Munoz for Palace. Sorry, I've probably just butchered his name there. he looks pretty attacking as well. So, and midfield wise, it's I need to make a decision, I suppose, whether I do a four-man midfield for 34, or do I transfer Maddison out and get in someone like, you know, Luis Diaz from Liverpool or McAllister. Sorry, I haven't explained it amazingly well, but it's a relatively unique one in the fact that I use my second wildcard early. So
yeah.
I haven't got that luxury, unfortunately, now. So
taking out Maddison just before the double kind of feels suboptimal, I would say. I can see the logic behind it, definitely. But, you know, it's who have Liverpool got? Liverpool got Fulham and Everton. So actually, yeah, it will balance itself out, I suppose.
Okay, so all right. Let's say
have
I
you got a bench
Maddison.
Boost still to use?
I do. And what I was planning to do was bench boost on 34, but that would have meant removing all of my Spurs assets potentially. So I'm not going to do that now. I'll use my bench boost just at a random time whenever I sort of can, I think. So again, that might have been a bit of a mistake for me, not using it earlier or what have you. But okay, so if I keep Maddison, that means my third Liverpool asset, who I don't own at the moment, because I've got Darwin and Salah, would probably be a defender. So what, Robertson?
Maybe. Yeah.
Virgil?
That's not a bad shout. Yeah, I did look at Robertson. He's obviously kind of back. Virgil. Yeah. I've gone Virgil for the free hit based on the based on the kind of X mins, let's say. I'm just trying to see. There's no update from Ben Krillin. Here we go. Yeah, so 37, very likely double game week will be Chelsea, Tottenham, City, Brighton, Newcastle, and Man United. So the reason that is useful information is because obviously if you want of them, you kind of if you've got a couple of Chelsea, brilliant, but you do really want two at least of, you'd say, City, Tottenham, Chelsea, maybe even Brighton, but Newcastle and Man United as well, maybe not Newcastle so much. So looking at the bench boost, of course, it's going to be quite important to kind of start working out your transfers with that in mind, really.
I won't be able to use my bench boost because I'm going to free hit in 37.
Of course, yes.
Which is really unfortunate because I would love it if FPL, if you're listening, I think you should be able to use your chips together if you want. Why not? You know, I don't see why not. You're still using it.
Yeah, no, I suppose. I guess the logic behind it, obviously, is that, you know, you're building yourself. If, for example, if you free hit, then you would have 15 doublers and then you bench boost. But, you know, the logic remains. You could do it week by week. So, yeah.
No, I get it. I think it's probably better the way they do it than what I want to do. It's just that I'm annoyed that what I wanted to do, like I say, was engineer my squad to a decent double game week squad for 34 and use my bench boost there, regardless of whether they weren't all double game weekers. Because my bench were, my original plan, I sort of ditched my Spurs, brought in other players who had a half decent game week, even though it wasn't a double, and then use my bench boost on top of the double game week, essentially. So
yeah,
it would be fun. It would just be a fun week. It would be like, right, that's really going to, you know, boost, like it says. my scorn.
Absolutely.
You know, it's, I don't think it's going to be.
No. Well, it's a good position to be in that, you know, you've got to remember a lot of people, 29, I think it was, wasn't it? The blank. A lot of people will have free hit then. So, you know, the closest of people that I kind of chat FPL to in the little group, you know, most of the little league we've got did use their free hit at that point. So it's quite nice to still have that in the back burner. The frustrating thing is that they've also still got their wild card. So I suspect that the gains I was hoping to get from my free hit, I probably won't because they'll wild card a very similar team to me, I would have thought. But you never know.
Yeah, a lot of players will wild card 35, won't they? I
Yeah.
honestly, man, like we've discussed this before a bit. I've got no interest in using a wild card that late in the season. I
Me
really
neither.
don't. Like
Me
I
neither.
like that's it's not fun. That's not fun for me. I
No, no.
want to do it earlier on. And I get it, I get how it happens
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I understand the logic behind it, but
Yeah.
for me it's a no-no. You know me. I like to do it, get in there early if I can.
I do. I do, and you do. So, perfect. Well, seems like a good point for us to round things off. Well done, again on a sterling week. Keep up the good work. We will be back with you next week. Some big fixtures coming up, obviously over the next kind of week or so. So by the time we are back in your ears, we'll be recording probably on the when Chelsea play Everton. And having captained Cole Palmer for his blank, I probably won't be captaining him again anytime soon. But yeah, some big fixtures coming up, and then of course it'll be planning for 34 and whatever that entails. So look forward to speaking to you then, Jim. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, man. Good to speak to you.
Always a pleasure, and thank you, dear listener. We'll catch up with you soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.